Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go through Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hand of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day raised to life. So Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Jesus spoke plainly about what was in store for him. He was on the road to Jerusalem and the road to the cross. He said that he would die and be raised to life. Try to imagine hearing this as one of the disciples. It would have been hard to comprehend. So Peter decided to take matters in his own hands. Fresh from his great confession about Jesus revealed to him from the Father, Peter took Jesus by the arm and he led him away from the other disciples for a private coaching moment. Peter's conversation with Jesus may have gone something like this: "Jesus, with all due respect, you're being a bit negative. You are probably just tired. You're the Messiah. You're not going to die. Quit talking nonsense. You're killing the morale of the disciples." Well, Scripture says Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan." Why would Jesus be so blunt with Peter? Well, because Peter was communicating Satan's message. Satan's temptation had always been for Jesus to have the kingdoms of the world without the cross. That was what Satan tried to get Jesus to do in the desert. That was the temptation after feeding the 5,000, and no doubt many other times. He came to give his life as a ransom for us. He would reign in his kingdom, but only after the cross. Lord Jesus, thank you for not choosing the easy way. Thank you for dying on the cross to pay the penalty for my sin. You are, and always will be, the King. Thank you for humbling yourself to death, even death on a cross. In your name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.